Now, in the next 5 minutes before I get into the rest of the news, I wanted to have for 5 minutes one of our sponsors up, SupernaturalSilver.com, a breakthrough in colloidal silver technology, because I don't pretend to be a medical doctor, but I've read a lot of literature and studies, and I know what the old-timers knew, that silver was one of the most powerful antibiotics and antivirals. Antibiotics aren't antiviral, and antivirals aren't antibacterial. Antibiotics only go after bacteria. And every medical doctor we've had on, Sherry Tenpenny, you name it, have said that vitamin D, sunshine, lots of rest, vitamin C, not just washing your hands, because most people get the flu by inhaling it into their nasal cavity, people sneezing or breathing it on you, tiny particulates of saliva or nasal fluid, plasma floats around in the air, even if you're just breathing, you're exhaling it, and that's how you get it. And you can find out more at SupernaturalSilver.com with the studies and reports they've got there about what high-quality colloidal silver can do for you. This silver compound is a breakthrough and is trademarked and patented. So I wanted to get Keith Moeller, managing director of the company that puts out Supernatural Silver, on the air for a few minutes to tell you about it. What will we find out, Keith, when we go to SupernaturalSilver.com?
Well, what you're going to find out is that we are an incredibly science-based silver product. We have more science than probably any other supplement out there. We have more than 200 major studies from more than 60 different institutions. Like, we have work against H5N1 bird flu, the most deadly virus I know of, showing that prophylactic use, 7 days of using it before they got a mortal dose, increased their survival rate by 100%. That was done by a U.S. NIH antiviral lab. We also have numerous other studies from, like, William Beaumont Army Med, which used it for wound care and leishmaniasis, to Illinois Institute of Technology that tested directly on anthrax.
Well, that's why I wanted to get you on, because hundreds of government and university studies and medical center studies you've got show this. You would think with antibiotics not working on flesh-eating bacteria, you would think with all the flu and all the superbugs that the media would want to tell you about this, but Big Pharma has trouble patenting this, so they don't like it, and so they try to intimidate people from even discussing this. No pun intended. The medical doctors we've interviewed don't say it's a silver bullet, but they say it's the closest thing you're going to get. Silver is the closest thing you're going to get to a silver bullet, hence the word silver bullet. That's why the old timers, you know, had that saying. This is a massive cover-up.
One of the most interesting things that's happened to me in the last 2 weeks is we just sold 6,000 tubes of the gel to one of the top U.S. security national testing labs in the U.S., and they bought it for all their employees. They said they were going to use it as a hand sanitizer. We specifically do not have that approval yet from the government, but they don't care. That's what they bought it for, because it had a 4-hour kill time on pathogens once they had it on their hands.
By the way, that's another subject. We had a listener call in a month ago or 3 weeks ago and say that this deadly poison, and she listed it, was being given to school children to put on their hands when it's only for cleaning stainless steel and you're not supposed to touch it. And then we even got the document and ended up being in the news that the school was doing this, because listeners heard it on the show and investigated. So instead, they're giving people deadly hand sanitizers to put on their hands instead of silver.
Yeah, I mean, most of those hand sanitizers are almost pure alcohol, and they'll flame if you go by a fire. You wouldn't want to do that, besides the fact that they only work right for that second. Once it's gone, it's gone. And I think one of the reasons why they've been picking up the gel is because it continues to work for 4 hours. It makes the hands really soft. It makes it really nice. We designed it for major wound care and actually got it approved by the FDA to kill things like staph infections in wounds.
So you guys are a big company. You actually are going out and getting FDA approval.
Yeah, we actually have one FDA approval now for major wound care. We have a second one that we're waiting for right now, which will give us direct claims on killing MRSA and VRE. We have a number of EPA approvals already as a hard surface disinfectant with a toxicity rating of 12,500,000 gallons, which means we can disinfect the hospital with zero toxicity, basically.
And now, sir, explain to people why your product's different, because it's so miniaturized. Why is it important to get the silver molecules as small as possible?
Well, it isn't even that. What we did was we created a whole new silver technology. That technology, old silver works because it's missing an electron. Almost all the colloidals and the ionics are missing an electron, so it wants it back. So it steals it from a bacteria or a virus. Ours,
and it basically, in layman's terms, it blows holes in them. It's like a rail gun. It just blasts them.
It's a single-shot gun. It'll shoot one hole in it. Ours, on the other hand, was missing 8 electrons, which means we could blow 8 holes in it with the same particle. The
wow.
other thing we did was we embed it with a resonant frequency that's the same as ultraviolet light, which means we can kill bacteria we don't even touch. We have one of the tests we gave to the FDA was where we went head-to-head with a pharma product that had 300 times more silver in it. And we killed all the bacteria in a half hour. It took them with 300 times more silver.
So put that in layman's terms. Put that in layman's terms. This has a charge then.
Yeah. What happened was it took them over 5 hours with 10,000 parts per million silver. We did it in a half hour with 32 parts per million silver. So
now, again, I'm ignorant. I mean, how do you give it a charge? How do you give it a resonant frequency?
Well, it takes us about 30 hours and about 80,000 volts. And in this process, basically, we supercharge it with this frequency, which means it puts out energy. And the energy that's embedded in this thing comes out in a wave. And when it hits a bacteria, in simplistic form, it's like this thing, this little particle has a flashlight. And anything this light hits is gone. But it won't hurt human cells. We have more than 20 studies showing that it won't hurt humans. It won't hurt human tissue. We have long-term, like, HIV studies and things that will blow your mind. We have one test series that where they gave 4 ounces a day to people with full-blown AIDS. They gave 2 ounces a day, every day for 4 months. What they found in that study, and it was independent study, we didn't do it, a peer-reviewed medical study, but what they found was we could rebuild the entire immune system of those AIDS patients. They had a 40% increase in their T lymphocyte count, got their ability to eat back, gained an average of 17 pounds in 4 months, and were deemed as being perfectly fit and healthy.
Unbelievable. Well, listen, we're out of time, but I hope people visit SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and check out all the great line of products. And Keith Muller, we really appreciate what you and your team are doing. Is there a number people can call if they want to?
I think that if they go to SupernaturalSilver.com, they can get into the reports. There's more than they want to read, but they have stuff on water purification. They have all of that. And I think that if they go to that website, they can get all their questions answered and see all the information.
They all right.
They can tag to our information websites, which allows them into all the studies.
All right, SupernaturalSilver.com. I hope folks check it out and get it. Thank you so much, Keith.
Have a good day.
You bet. Take care. By the way, Keith was supposed to be on for 5 minutes. I had him on for 12 minutes because I'm really interested in this. I mean, that is incredibly important information. And I've been into their site and read a lot of the studies and went and looked them up for myself. It's incredible that the government and the media, the medical media, knows this, but they don't have this guy on 60 Minutes. And so that's why Supernatural Silver is so important.